I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Last week, we told you about the mission team riding out the storm in the Philippines. Word is the team is safe and doing what they can to provide relief. Executive Director of World Mission Greg Kelly says World Mission is making aid its top priority, but they're not abandoning plans to distribute 500 treasure audio Bibles.
Interestingly, in the midst of the devastation, we're getting many reports of people are asking for the treasure. Obviously, they need food and water, but they're also saying we need the Word of God during this time of despair.
$50 provides aid and the gospel. And economic reforms are hitting the church in China squarely. MNN's Ruth Kramer files this report from northern China.
Urban sprawl is a huge problem in China. As the rural area clashes with the urban, the church is having to adapt to the transition. Serving a community is a constant challenge with what's essentially a migrant congregation. And that's why church leaders believe it's important that each believer have a copy of their own Bible so they can keep growing in their faith should they have to move. One pastor, speaking through an interpreter, noted,
"A Bible is the best letter from God to everyone, and the Bible is the best gift that I've ever received before. Bible gives me a new life, gives me the experience to improve my spiritual life, and I hope everyone has this chance to receive the best gift from God."
Through Bibles for China, $5 puts two Bibles into the hands of rural believers. We'll link you at our website. Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News, Northern China.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. This month, Mission Network News is offering the book Finishing the Task by Christian Aid Mission. It features stories of Native missionaries making an impact for Christ in their own countries. Get your free copy by clicking on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.